hey friends, happy Friday. Today is a day that calls for great rejoicing. You did it. You made it through the Determined Study with us. We are so proud of you. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you to each one of you for joining us. Together, we've explored the depths of living like Jesus in every moment, an adventure that has undoubtedly brought us closer to his heart and his ways. So before we dive into our last day together, I want to let you in on what happens next. So next week, we're headed right back to the beginning of Luke. I'm sure you're like, Hannah, why are we doing that? Because our goal here is to read two chapters of scripture a day as we read straight through the Bible. So before we started our spring study in Determined, we had actually started in Luke with chapters 1 and 2. So on Monday, we're going to jump back into Luke 3 and 4. We'll take a break from that schedule again in June with our summer study, but for now, we simply want to be faithful in walking through scripture together. So next week, as we dive back into Luke, we'll read it with fresh eyes and hearts open to new connections and the whispers of the Holy Spirit. But for today, let's see what's in store for us on this last day of the Determined Study. So our scripture for today comes out of Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they and some others came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They entered in and didn't find the Lord Jesus' body. While they were greatly perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. Becoming terrified, they bowed their faces down to the earth. The men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He isn't here, but is risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." They remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The other women with them told these things to the apostles. These words seemed to them to be nonsense, but they didn't believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering what had happened. So that brings us to our big idea for today. One of our primary jobs as believers is to serve as witnesses to Jesus' life and teachings. We now have work to do. The stone has been rolled away and the tomb found empty. He is risen indeed. We began our study by instilling the habits of worship, word, pray, and obey in our everyday lives. And today, of all days, calls for us to begin with immense praise. So if you have confetti lying around in your junk drawer, throw it up in the sky. If you've got balloons shoved in your closet, blow them up. Crank your praise music up loud and worship the risen Savior. Here's something we love about the way Luke tells the story of Jesus. Women played a significant role throughout Jesus' ministry, and that continues to be true after his death as well. These women followed Jesus through his entire ministry. They were witness to a divine life, yet they are still perplexed at the empty tomb. The women witnessed the fact that Jesus knew death was on its way. They witnessed his determination to travel to the cross in Jerusalem out of love for us and obedience to his Father. And they were first witnesses to the miracle of his resurrection. Because Jesus chose to appear to women first after his resurrection, R.T. France observes that as a divine challenge to human prejudice. We should consider that Jesus holds a woman's ability to share authentic testimony with the world in high regard. He also notes that their witness brings added validity to Jesus' resurrection because it would have been highly unlikely for a Jewish person to fabricate a woman's testimony. Don't miss the fact that these women were the first post-resurrection evangelists. If this is a challenge to human prejudice, we ought to also receive it as a challenge to us. These first century women witnesses are passing the baton to you and me. So what will we do with the knowledge of this precious gift? Will we hide it in our hearts and do nothing to share it with those around us? Or will we take the time to share the good news of what we know about Jesus with those who need it? The efforts we have made in studying Luke's gospel don't end here. One of our primary jobs as believers is to serve as witnesses to Jesus' life and teachings. We have work to do. This world needs Jesus. How can we share his love today? We can start by paying attention to the truths we have learned and then act upon it. A witness's truth should never be withheld when it can bring good to the kingdom of God. We must remember the hope of the resurrection so that we can determine to live like Jesus in every moment and reveal that same hope to others. This is the way to a determined, abundant life. So my question to you today is this: how will you make a difference in the kingdom of God today? I know Jesus will use you in a mighty way because I know that you will remain determined. So, are you determined? Are you ready to follow Jesus' example and walk out unwavering, joy-filled faith every day, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit? Have you released the things that are keeping you from abundant living? Or are you committed to continue working on that? Have you embraced, or will you seek to embrace, the patterns of faith that will help you live like Jesus? This is our calling, as we read in 1 Peter. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. That comes out of chapter 2, verse 21. As we wrap up this study together, Heather and I hope you can answer yes to every one of those questions. Most important, we hope you have intimately connected with a Savior who remains laser focused in his mission to love you and the world around you. He is the true prize to living with determination. When distractions come, and they will, threatening to knock you off course of living like Jesus, you can return to the pages of Luke to remind you of the truths we learned together there. God is scanning the globe for determined disciples of Jesus. Let's be ready to answer the call. So here are some questions to consider as you go throughout the rest of your day. Consider all these women have seen over the 3 years of Jesus' ministry. What stories do you think stayed with them the most? What about Jesus do you think they would be most eager to share with friends and family? What about your life with Jesus are you most eager to share with others? Which lessons from the Determined Study have resonated with you the most? We want to thank you again for joining us these past 6 weeks for Determined Living Like Jesus in Every Moment. It's honestly crazy to think that it's already been 6 weeks since we started. We'll be back tomorrow with a bonus episode on key themes and concepts to remember when reading the book of Luke. I hope you have a great weekend. We're rooting for you today.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative. Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you.